Well, tonight we're going to finish our series on the power of God and talking about the revolution that can, should, will happen in our life if we are seeking out His power. And for the last 2 weeks, we talked about a couple of different things when it comes to the power of God. We talked about the first week how we can be content in the darkness and how people that we even come in contact with are content in the darkness and not using the power of God that we're able to tap into. And that when we, and you know, having that understanding that people who are content in the darkness don't realize what they're missing, that they don't realize what they're missing when it comes to the power of God. And sometimes we can be the same way. And then last week we talked through the idea of our past and how our past can make us or break us, and how through the power of God, that God can cancel our past, He can conquer our problems, He can, He can change our future. And the power of God is something that is not to be underestimated. And when it comes to the peace that God can bring in our life through His power, that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going to be looking at God's peace. And when I talk about peace, I'm talking about, I guess, peace from the spiritual contentment side of it, not necessarily from the everything is going perfect in my life perspective. When we think about peace and we think about the peace in our lives, sometimes we can quantify it that way, meaning like, well, if everything is going fine, if everything's going exactly how I think it should go, then that means I've got peace in my life. But a lot of us lack peace in our life. We lack peace in our life because we lack God's power being unleashed in our life and lacking that that spiritual peace. And so I want to talk through what that looks like for us, because peace is definitely something that that we need. I know for a fact that some of you, when it comes to peace, you're thinking, boy, if I could just get a little peace in my life, how awesome that would be. But you know, peace is not something from the noise level standpoint that exists in my house ever. We have four kids, and so peace in our house is not a thing, as well as an in-home daycare. So it's just not necessarily peaceful all the time. But have you ever been woken up in the middle of the night by a storm? Anybody, like, storms so bad it wakes you up? How many of you like storms freak you out? You like, okay, so yeah, then there's the rest of you that like storms, yeah? You just, okay. Some of you are just like indifferent to it, like it just doesn't bother me one way or the other. Have you ever been woken up by a storm that's like so loud, so like lightning flashing, and you're just like, good grief, like maybe the apocalypse is happening now because it's just like rocking the house. I'll never forget this time. So Val and I's bedroom used to be upstairs. It's in the basement now, so we have no windows, no light at all when we sleep, and that was intentional when we did that. But when our room was upstairs, and this was before Lincoln and Wilson, Gavin and Allie were just little, and Gav was very sneaky. He was really good at just coming in our room and us not realizing he was in there. But you know how like you can tell if somebody's staring at you? You can just like feel it. You know what I'm saying? And you're just like, you know, like somebody's just like this, and like whether you see him or not, you're just like, I just feel these eyes staring at me. Well, I got woke up in the middle of the night by a storm, which doesn't happen very often, but our room was upstairs and the window was right on my side, and it's lightning like crazy and all this stuff. And so I kind of wake up from the storm and I'm laying there and I get that feeling like somebody's staring at me. And so I open my eyes and Gav's like, he was what, four? Maybe? I don't even know if he was that old. Maybe he was like two. But he always had a blanket in his mouth at night. He would just put the blanket in his mouth and he looked. It was like the reverse magician who does like the, you know what I mean, like the handkerchief that he just keeps pulling out of his mouth. Gav was like the reverse of that, but with a blanket. It was weird. He would like shove a blanket in his mouth. He's got like half his blanket in his mouth, and he's standing like right here. I'm laying down and he's standing right here, and he's like with the blanket in his mouth, like looking like that creepy kid from like horror movies. And it just like scared the crap out of me. You know, jump, he goes, ah! because there's just somebody like staring at you, like right there. It just freaked you out. I don't know if I actually screamed, but it was definitely enough to like make you jump. No peace in myself for about another hour or two until we put him to bed, because you just like have a heart attack when you see that. Peace is a tough thing to come by, but peace is the staying power of God. That's not the kind of peace I'm talking about. The kind of peace I'm talking about is not the kind of peace that you get by just being able to sleep a whole night without some creepy kid waking you up and staring at you and thinking they're gonna, you know, kill you or something. I'm talking about peace when you're in the middle of trouble. I'm talking about peace at home, peace with your friends, peace with your relationships, peace and contentment in who you are. That's the kind of peace that is really the staying power of God. If you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41, and I want to read this story, and it's a really, really cool story, and you maybe have read it before, but I hope it hits you in a different way tonight. So this story is Jesus, and he's with his disciples. And something really, really awesome happens that I think we just kind of blow by when we read this story. So I hope to put it in perspective for you to really understand the power of God here. So starting in verse 35, it says, "As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Verse 38, Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, 'Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?' When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Silence, be still.' Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, 'Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?' The disciples were absolutely terrified. 'Who is this man?' they asked each other. 'Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" Okay. Have you ever been in a boat in a storm? Even just a little one? I've not been in one like this. Been in like, you know, where it gets choppy and stuff. It's a little freaky. Be in the middle of a storm in a boat in first century, probably not a good boat, right? You're thinking Titanic things are happening here, right? And you go to get Jesus, who's your leader, and dude's chilling, taking a nap. And everybody's thinking, we're gonna die. And so at this point, right, Jesus has done some different things. He's done some miracles. They forget who they really have with them. When the storm hits, when the panic hits, they forget that Jesus is right there with them. And they go to get him. Jesus, we're all gonna die. And he's like, He like wakes up, he's sleeping during this. How much poop in your pants would there be if a dude stood up and calmed everything down with two words, three words? Silence, be still. And everything goes still. Holy crap. I mean, like, honestly, think that through for a minute. It's probably like the coolest scene you could ever put in a movie. Think about, I mean, like, how would you even react to that? Every time I read this, it's like, what? And this, like, that is peace in a storm in a literal sense, in a very literal sense. But there are some amazing things about peace and in the power of God, because that is the power of God. Jesus was 100% man and 100% God, and they didn't get that yet. And if that didn't convince them, man, everything goes calm. Everything goes calm. And they don't know what to do about this, because they thought they were going to die, because they forgot who they had with them. In this season of your life where you guys are right now, you guys deal with storms in life that a lot of people don't get. You guys deal with storms that I don't get. You guys deal with storms that other people don't get. They don't have to deal with, that you do have to deal with. And a lot of people don't understand, but Jesus does. And see, it's funny because the disciples were probably like, he must not understand. That's why he's taking a nap. No, he perfectly well, he He totally understood. He knew what was going on. He also knew he was God. So that's why he wasn't too worried about it. He knew exactly what was happening. But we have storms in our life. We have storms with our family. We have storms with our friends. We have storms with relationships, with school, with our future. And we forget about the power that we have right there with us. And we don't, we are driven to him only when things get the worst instead of at the beginning. We only go when we think we're about to drown. That's when we go to Jesus. So what's it gonna take for us to find peace? What is it gonna take? How do we relax like Jesus did? Because that's one of the funniest things about the story to me. Jesus was pretty funny, if you read a lot of the stories. He did some things that were kind of like sarcastic and like dry humor kind of stuff. And I think this was one of them, because he was just relaxed. He was fine. He's like, no, that's fine. We're fine. So how do we find this kind of peace when we're in the middle of a storm? How do we do this? We're not God. I'm not God. It's really hard for me to find peace when I think things are falling apart all around me. Is it possible to know that? Is it possible to do that without being God walking in flesh? It is, to a degree. Granted, we are still human, but to a degree it is. And the key to it is Jesus, not you. That's the key to it. Is Jesus' power, not yours. Number one, it's all about trust. The first thing is it's all about trust. If you don't trust him, it's got to start in that place. Jesus knew that they were going into a storm. Do you think he was surprised that the boat was going right into a storm? He wasn't. If we believe Jesus is who he says he was, because he said he was God, he said he was that he had the knowledge and the power of God, then we can't be thinking that he was surprised. He knew. But sometimes he wants us to experience a storm. He wanted these guys to experience a storm so that they could learn to trust him. Sometimes the storms that happen in our life, Jesus might just be allowing those storms to happen so that we can learn to trust him. Because sometimes we need that. Because we think we can handle it all on our own. But he wants us to trust him. And if we don't have trust, nothing can move forward from there. If we don't have trust, we're not going to have peace. We've got to trust him. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. When you've got a storm happening in your life, where do you turn first? Where do you turn first? Where do you turn to help navigate yourself through that storm? Is Jesus at the top of that list, or do you have to be almost driven to your knees in prayer and the bottom has to fall out before you get to that place? Maybe you're doing really good with that. Maybe you're like, yeah, I take my problems to Jesus right away, and that's awesome. I challenge you right now to just evaluate where you are in that, because it's an honest question to ask yourself. Like, where are you in that? What's it going to take for you to rely on Jesus first in all situations? Because it needs to start there. Myself included, we can all get better at this. This is something we can all get better at, is trusting him in anything and everything. And it starts with our heart. So it starts with trust, and it starts with our heart. And if our heart is right, if our heart is aligned to God, if our heart is aligned with him, peace is much easier to find. See, the more your heart is aligned with God, the more your desires line up with his. The more that the things you want are the things that God wants when your heart is lined up with his heart. And suddenly peace is much easier to find. But it all starts with the heart. John 14:27, Jesus said, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid. See, he says it's a gift the world cannot give. The world can't give it, but yet that's where we look the first time, or at first, many times. Jesus was able to speak peace into situations that were going on around him because the peace of God was within him, and the power of God was within him. And we can speak peace into the storms around us if the peace of God is within us. We can speak through the power of God to these things and find peace through the power of God. It doesn't mean finding everything to be perfect, but it does mean finding contentment in the fact that God is allowing this storm to happen and trusting that he's going to navigate us through it. But if you're content in the darkness, if you're content thinking I don't need God's power, if you're fine where you are, you think you're fine, you're not going to realize how much better it can be by trusting in God and aligning your heart with him. You're not gonna find that. And if you dwell on your past and you think that you aren't good enough for God, then you're not going to find peace either. So the connection point for the night is very simply this. In a world gone dark, run to the arms of Jesus to find peace. We need to run to the arms of Jesus to find peace, because that is what's going to start the revolution. If you're going to start the revolution in finding the power of God and finding peace in your life, and we all want that. We all want that. Nobody wants to be on edge and full of anxiety and freaking out all the time and, you know, and all of that. Nobody really wants that. So transfer that trust from yourself to the arms of Jesus. That's the song that we sang, Death Was Arrested, all of that. Death and worry and anxiety and all of those things have been arrested by Jesus, by the power of God. We can hand those things off to him. In every aspect of our life, peace will follow if you trust and you align your heart. It's all about trust and it's all about your heart. And those things work together. It has to be both, because if your heart's not aligned, you can't trust him. And if you don't trust him, you can't line your heart up with him. You kind of need both. Some of you guys would give anything to find some peace in the situation that you're in right now. Some of you would give anything to. Even to the point where, like, everything doesn't have to make sense, but I just want peace. It doesn't all have to be perfect, but I just want peace in my life. And that has to begin in you before it shows up around you. Like, do you get that? The peace of God, the power of God has to begin in you before it can show up around you. It starts with your trust. It starts with your heart and your relationship with him. And if you're looking for peace in your life and you have not run to the arms of Jesus, I cannot encourage you enough to give that a shot and see if the revolution of Jesus' power is what he says it is. Jesus is who he says he was. His power can bring peace in your life. I dare you to run into his arms. Let's bow our head, close our eyes if we could. Pray. And if you're not 100% sure that you have a relationship with Jesus, if you're going to find peace in your life, that's the place that it has to start. It has to start with a relationship with him. It has to start with having a relationship with Jesus. Maybe you've fallen away a little bit. Maybe you're still asking questions. Maybe you want to know a little bit more. Maybe this all doesn't totally make sense to you, and it's fine. I'd love to talk. I'd love to answer questions that you have. Maybe you're ready. Maybe you've heard this a bunch of times, and you're ready to maybe make that decision. You're ready to jump. If that's you, if you want to know, if you want to have a conversation about that, would you be willing to just look me right in the eye? If you don't know for sure that you're going to spend eternity with Jesus one day, that when this life ends, that you know for sure where you're going to be, if that's you, would you be willing to look at me? Jesus, I love you, Lord, and I thank you for this time we've had tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the power of God that we can all tap into. Lord, I thank you that you can bring us peace in the middle of a storm. God, I've seen you do that in my own life. Lord, I know you can do that in everyone's life if we would just be willing to tap into the power that you freely offer to each and every one of us. So Lord, I just pray for each and every student that's here, God, that you would, Lord, that you would put your hand over them. God, that you would walk with them, that they would trust you, and that they would get their heart lined up with you. God, I pray that the revolution would start inside of their heart so that it can then expand to everything around them and everyone around them. And Lord, I pray that if there's one here that doesn't know you as Savior, God, they're still asking questions, they're still wanting to know more. I pray that they would just maybe move a step closer toward that tonight. God, I pray that you'd give us all opportunities to share your love and your peace with those around us. Thank you for the great night that we've had, for the fun. Thank you for the food that we're going to have. The hands has prepared it. Lord, give us a good rest of the evening. Take us all home safely and bring us back on Sunday or next Wednesday. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.